news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy before a Senate committee today. He has been skeptical about vaccines in the past. ABC's Ann Flaherty says there are also questions about vaccine manufacturers.
The question is, if you become health secretary, can you make it easier to sue vaccine makers? Can you make it easier to block vaccine approvals? And then once he leaves that office, can he profit from that? With these lawsuits, I think that's going to be a central question today.
President Trump signing a law today that mandates detention and potential deportation for people in the U.S. illegally who are accused but not yet convicted of theft and violent crimes. A federal judge temporarily blocking the Trump administration's across-the-board freeze in all federal funding until a hearing can be held on it. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth pulling security protections and clearance for retired Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley. This is ABC News. The country's school kids not doing well on a new national report card. ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
The National Assessment of Education Progress shows fourth and eighth grade students are faring even worse in math and reading than in recent years. Compared to 2019, average reading scores are down 5 points. And in math, fourth graders are down 3%. Eighth graders sliding 8%. Experts say the results show reading is a greater challenge than math. The score declines appear to be driven by lower performing students falling farther behind, while top performing students are showing some recovery since the pandemic.
Another issue, 12% of eighth graders are missing at least 5 days of school every month. Federal officials issuing a health report for chicken sold at Wegmans grocery stores. The Department of Agriculture says some frozen chicken nuggets may have bone fragments in them. No injuries reported. Driverless car company Waymo set to start testing its robo-taxis on L.A. freeways. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks lose in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Portland Trailblazers have a losing record, 27-29, and yet they beat the Bucks by a final score of 125-117. Were there some bad play calls by the referees on duty? Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I don't know if that was... I thought they got what they wanted all game, honestly. Drove the ball the entire game, beat us off the dribble the entire game. Had a ton of dare shots early on, which gets guys going. They make a couple, then they feel good. I never thought we established any kind of defensive presence throughout the game. I thought our offense was awful. I really did. I don't care if we were scoring. We didn't have the beautiful ball movement, next pass, hitting the open guy the entire night. We just didn't. The ball stuck all night. Played a lot of iso ball. And we're good enough on certain nights to get away with that.
So the Bucks head to Texas next to take on the Spurs Friday night in San Antonio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A forgotten actor joins the cast of a forgotten TV show. I always wondered why Jason Patrick never achieved bigger status as an actor. He always does solid work, and now will be doing it on a TV show that has been demoted from network TV to Peacock, but is part of a huge franchise known as Law & Order. Patrick, who is Jackie Gleason's grandson, will join Christopher Maloney in the cast of Law & Order Organized Crime for Season 5 as Detective Tom McKenna. There is no official date as to when Season 5 will drop. One of Pete's picks, A Complete Unknown. I'm not exactly exactly going out on a limb here, as it's Oscar nominated. The film follows Bob Dylan's transition from folk and the acoustic guitar to rock and playing a more electric sound. The narrative uses Dylan's music as a through line, starting with his arrival in New York at the age of 19. Three of the film's cast members, Timothy Chalamet, Edward Norton, and Monica Barbaro, are all nominated for Oscars. Definitely worth a look. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, not as warm today, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the mid-30s. Still a bit breezy, partly cloudy and a low of 23 tonight. On Thursday, sunny and warm again, still breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Current temperature is 33.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Emily Zeppos joins us. She's worked with the Outagamie County Democratic Party. Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here. Robert Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation hearing. What does that mean for our health? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, good morning. You know, I've been in bars at closing time.
Yeah.
I've been at bars a little after closing time. I've never been in a bar this early. Or would this be this late? I'm not sure.
Probably this late for you. Yeah.
Actually, would this be earlier late for bar business? Like, well, if somebody was still here all night.
Nah, they close at 2. Right?
But don't some bars stay open? Like, some cities, can't they stay open till like 4? Doesn't New York have something like that? Or New Orleans or someplace?
Yeah,
like after hours bars.
The city that never sleeps.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. But this is the earliest I've ever been in a bar, actually.
All right. And
in
where
fact,
are we?
I had a job one time in Agani cleaning Toriano's bar on Sunday mornings, and I was supposed to be real early, and I didn't get there early.
Like, anybody surprised by that?
No, right. No. I just didn't.
Heights Pub and Parlor, 1 year anniversary
right.
today.
That's where we are celebrating.
And that's tough.
That first year's the toughest. Just like that first 10 pounds.
Yeah, that is true. The first
unless you take shots.
Don't put me in a box that I never did.
Everybody was really proud of you, Jim, but they're also very proud that you came out and were honest about it yesterday.
That I came out.
I know.
Schmidt came out, finally. You know, I kind of knew something about that.
Let me just say this, though. You know who, if I was, would be so irate at you right now?
You know. Okay, what did you just say?
Do you know who,
if I was
this other person,
okay.
I would be so irate at you?
Okay.
Do you know who?
Well, there's a few out there. But
you know
who?
Your trainer.
Oh, yeah.
You could have said, look what she did.
Yeah.
This
you
is,
know what?
Look at what she did, ladies and gentlemen. Here's her number. Here's her email.
Yeah,
look what she, if she did this for me, what could she do for
right.
you?
Yeah, I talked to her last night.
Her entire career would have just skyrocketed. But no,
yeah. No,
you had to let the cat out of the bag.
I'm.
You're shooting up like a heroin addict on Main Street. Come on, unbelievable.
They'd be on Doty Street.
No, yeah, wherever. Actually, I walk Doty Street. That's not a bad street.
It's
a nice street.
I like teasing them.
I know.
No,
all right.
It's great.
So anyway, congratulations though.
1 year. I don't think. That's not really true.
Well, we got the anniversary of the Heights Pub and Parlor
right here.
We're celebrating. But it's almost been a year since you went on that, you know, got a personal trainer, you did the whole thing. So you and the Heights can both celebrate something very spectacular today.
They're doing better than I am. Yeah, this place is great. I was just talking this morning. You know, the first year is tough, but so is the second year. You know what I'm saying? You just can't say, okay, we're a success, because it's just, like you said, today starts another year.
Yeah, round number two.
But you got to celebrate, because a lot of businesses, and especially in this industry, it's a little tough.
Oh, man. So tough. I will say this, though, with Heights, they've always been great to us. They came on early, and they come in, and they're there, and they promote their product,
right.
which is awesome. And they are giving back today. Ashley, can you come on one sec? I want to find out the I don't want to get anything wrong about the details. Come on in here. Got two of my good friends, Cowboy Dave and Tori, in the house. And how are you, young lady? Good to see you.
Oh, boy.
How are you, Sarah? Here we go.
And we're on.
Oh, wow. Listen. And we're on.
And we're on.
Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was the greatest aspect of your first year in business here at Heights Pub and Parlor on Washington Street?
Mm. I feel like all the people that I've met.
Yeah, I'll bet.
From everywhere. You know, we've had been open for some of the home Packer games, and you know, it's just amazing how people come from everywhere. The East Coast that are Packer fans, the California Packer fans.
Well, we would see it a lot on during the preseason more than anything, or like a Thursday night game with them in their jerseys walking up
sure.
and down Washington right.
oh, yeah.
and everything. And
Looking at the statues,
getting their picture taken there and everything. And then the thing is, though, you know, you see these things in the stadium with these people just going, like, but everybody, I've never met a jerk outside of a stadium in an opposing jersey. Do you know what I mean? When they're here,
that's true.
They're just here for a good time.
Yeah,
then they get
so
fueled.
Friendly.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's great because we've had people that are like, oh, you know, last one, we're going to marry on. And I've kept them here till bar close, you
nice.
Know,
yeah.
just because they're having a good time.
Yeah.
They have great service.
Yeah.
They like the atmosphere, so
you brought up the
really
pole and the girls.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's upstairs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's upstairs.
Did you?
Brian.
Was that a quick year, long year?
I feel like it was really quick.
Yeah,
it went.
I do
really
too.
Fast.
I can't. What you said about the 1 year anniversary? It's like, well, I haven't been open that long.
It went so fast. It was so fun.
Yeah.
Good for
yeah.
you. It's got to be fun being on the ground floor of a new establishment.
Yeah, it is.
Because nobody can say, well, you know, a couple of years ago with the other guy that ran it.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. It's been a great, great experience.
Congratulations
yeah,
on that.
Congrats to you. I think it's, you know, business is tough. Everybody, you know, a lot of people, when they're done with their careers, kind of, you know, they shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know.
Yep.
And you're doing it.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
So tell us about some of the cool things you got going on for people here today.
Well, today we have happy hour all day. So that's $4 drafts, $4 rail mixers, and $3 bottles of beers.
Nice.
What time can you start serving?
I think we're going to be serving right after the show. So,
okay.
But
11
o'clock,
I know you got to close at 2. Then can you open up again? Could you open at 4? Or does the state say?
Are you allowed to stay open all day?
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
They're open all
yep.
day. Yes.
Yeah.
I was
yeah
just
well, that's
curious.
What I mean. From here all the way through.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Till 9 o'clock.
All right.
Or no, 10 o'clock. I'm sorry. I was thinking kitchen closes at 9. That's right. Where I was going with that.
Let's get it. Why don't you get some notes
and
or something
have,
here, Ashley?
I know.
Down.
I know. And
okay,
we
question
do.
Question number 4. Now go down to 4.
Okay. We do have half off appetizers all day today as well.
Okay.
So you know you can really fill up today.
I'll bet.
Yes.
What are
those
they coming
cheese
out?
Cheese curds. Oh, well, I could whip some
because I got three of my
you.
People here already. Where's the damn appetizers?
Right.
You said there'd be appetizers and mimosas.
That's how we lured them in.
We
exactly.
got a complimentary mimosa or Bloody Mary today.
We
so.
Serve hard drinks for guys who want to get drunk fast. That's from It's a Wonderful Life. Remember?
I've never seen that.
Don't you remember when Clarence or, what was that again? A peach navel fuzz with an umbrella. We serve hard drinks for guys who want to get drunk fast. Remember that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think that might have been before my time.
Oh, come on. That's a classic. That's an American classic.
You've probably
what?
Seen that.
Daddy, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Yeah, Jimmy Stewart.
It's like every time Jim says, when I was mayor, a former mayor, leaves purgatory.
Another nickel.
Under a cloud of suspicion. Yeah, but this is great. You got a great location. We always talk about this. The setting is unbelievable. One of the oldest buildings still standing in downtown Green Bay. Thank God they didn't tear this one down when they knocked down the mall. And it's just one of those things where it's like, this is traditional. Old. I mean, Curly
yeah.
Lambeau may have sat right where we're sitting. Like, right here. Don Hudson might have sat right here. I think that's pretty cool.
I think so, too.
They may have been in here buying jewelry.
Yeah, right? At that time, probably. Yep.
When they were here, it was a jewelry store.
Oh, that's right.
And actually, our buddy Zaid bought it and turned it into
that's
Oxford.
Right. Because you still have vaults here someplace, right? And everything?
Yeah, our cooler is where the vault was.
Wow.
Yep.
That's awesome.
It's a big, heavy door. And
right.
So
yep.
Curly could have been here buying a little something for Marguerite.
Or
his...
Did he have
oh
a little something?
Oh.
Okay. That's I'm learning something.
Yeah.
You haven't read you haven't read our good friend's book, Chris's
not,
book. Huh?
Not yet.
Add that to the list.
So it's a really popular book. It's going off the shelves at Boss's. So Curly was married to a lady that I got to know really well, Marguerite Lambeau.
Yeah.
Right.
Nicest. What a great honor that was to sit and have lunch with Marguerite one time and talking about the old days of Green Bay in the 20s. And you know what I mean? And I can't remember how old she was at the time, but in her 90s. And she was just sharp as a, I think she died at 99 or 98. Still living in her same house in Alloway.
Wow.
Just a spunky. And she was great. But so in the book, and I didn't know this, it talks about the Packers in the off season, they would do what they called barnstorming trips. So they'd go to these other places where they don't have pro football and play exhibition games, but they'd make a lot of money by doing it because, like in Los Angeles and San Francisco, they didn't have pro football then. So they were going to go to Hawaii for some games. And just so happened that Miss California was on the trip.
Oh, boy.
And when they came back, Miss California became Mrs. Lambeau. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
I did not know that.
Was she...
Yeah, that was
she,
your Johnny...
Did she bring that...
I did not know that.
Did she bring that up?
What's in the book?
I was talking about...
Oh, there's pictures of Miss California.
She angry about it?
Marguerite?
Or did she get cashed out and
yeah,
move
she
on?
Did, you know, she didn't really say anything about... She was fine about that. I tried to get her to talk about Curly a little bit. She just...
No.
Nah. She's fine.
This establishment here.
But it's a fun book. It's a really fun book.
That's funny.
Jewelry store, Oxford's. You kept the obvious. This had a fire here, too, right?
Oh, I don't know about that.
There was a fire here? When?
I'm pretty sure that, okay. This show prep. I'll work on it a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, we should, yeah.
Yeah, it was just a beautiful building.
Yeah.
And upstairs is great.
No, this is awesome. Parties. And get upstairs for meetings and get-togethers?
Yep, private events.
Nice.
We rent that out.
And folks can come down this morning. What's the location? So
217 North Washington Street.
Easy to find right down from our studios, so.
Yeah.
And again, mimosas and bloodies on the house.
Yep, we've got some.
All weekend.
Oh, no, today only. And we do have
And how ironic is my three friends that come down, none of them drink. You don't drink, right, Dave?
You kidding me? Apparently he does.
Oh, you do? Oh, never mind. I thought okay, last time we talked to you, you had a heart transplant or something, so I thought maybe you didn't drink, right?
Yes,
back
he did.
I was
checking
your
the fire.
Phone down.
I was checking the fire.
Tori, do you drink?
I have to.
I have to.
Oh, he does? Sarah, you do not. You're like 10 years sober, right?
Almost.
That's awesome. Congratulations
on
that.
That's great.
That's really cool. Have you heard, you know what is such a great song? Have you heard the song by Jelly Roll? Oh, my God. Nobody walks in on a winning streak. Have you heard that song?
No.
Oh, man. Talks about him going to rehab after all these years.
I love Jelly Roll.
Isn't that an amazing song?
It is.
Step up closer there, Sarah.
It is. It is a really good song.
Nice to see you. You've been a great, wonderful friend of our program.
Yeah, I was debating coming. I actually live over in Alloway, so I was like,
we're glad you're here.
Hey, did you vote for Jim when he was in office?
I didn't live in Green Bay when Jim was in office.
I emceed his reelection campaigns, and I always used to tell him, well, I'm voting for you again this year, Jim, just so you know. And he goes, where do you live? I go, Alloway. I didn't realize he knew I was lying. You can't vote for Green Bay mayor if you're living in Alloway.
I do remember him, though. Like, I remember I was a fan.
Thank you.
I remember following him and being a fan.
Just give her the mic. Give her the mic. Yeah. You do, and you have been sober for almost 10 years, but you do a lot with the recovery, too.
I do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is great.
Talk about that.
Okay. Well, just the recovery, like, in the area itself, being, like, a sober ally of going to different, like, sporting events, different concerts, music festivals. I meet up with people all over.
And for them to know you're there helps them not fall
trigger,
off.
As you always say.
Yeah.
Trigger,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So just, you know, help. Without parallel,
that's awesome.
When helping
awesome.
Another.
All right, we got to send a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, we are down at the Heights Pub and Parlor. What's the actual address?
217 North Washington Street.
You sound really good this morning.
Thank you.
Wow. All right, sup on down. Free mimosas, free Bloody Marys. Motto of the Mayor, back after this.
Yeah, 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Come on in the mayor, coming your way at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in the Civic Media. Boy, are my eyes going on me. I'm having a hard time reading that.
Yeah.
38 in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 34.
Sure.
In Oshkosh. I'm not kidding. My eyes have got... Let me try your glasses.
They really shouldn't be... Well, don't, those aren't... No, the...
Wow.
Don't go out the
sun. Right, let me try your glasses.
There you... Dave, right, yours. You see that?
These are good.
All right.
I'm glad my eyes work.
Let me see yours, Dave. Let me try yours real quick. I don't know if that means mine are worse. Oh, these are perfect.
Oh,
you're fine without glasses, Dave.
Yeah.
Going back, home. 34 in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 34 in Oshkosh. It is puzzle day. That's actually gotten big again at places with board games and puzzles and everything.
Absolutely.
You ever done I've never done a puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
Like a full big puzzle.
Yeah.
You know, I've done like little things. I've never done a big full.
Your mom
puzzle.
Didn't have it like on the table.
Yeah, we just never finished it.
Oh, you still had a puzzle.
Right,
always
a work a puzzle in progress.
Yep.
In my family, the odds are real good that there were some pieces missing. Really good.
Weird.
That's really so good.
That's weird because you never let the dog inside.
I know. It's odds are so awesome that there were pieces missing. You can't believe it.
That is a problem though. If there's a critical, especially the.
And I kept trying that one piece the whole time for years. It's also Corn Chip Day. Can't beat a good corn chip. Carnation Day. Curmudgeon Day.
What's that?
Curmudgeon.
You'd be kind of be a curmudgeon.
My day.
You're a curmudgeon.
I don't want to be a curmudgeon. You know,
you're a curmudgeon.
Kind of grumpy.
Yes.
Complain.
Grumpy,
like those guys in the
cranky.
Like the guys
of the world.
The guys in the Muppet in the theater
balcony.
Box.
Yes. They're curmudgeons.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Right.
It's also the Chinese New Year. What's their year this year? Do you know? Year of the dragon?
No.
Nope. Year of the
rabbit.
Rabbit?
No. Just wait. I know what it is. I read about that.
I
and
know
then
you
I,
would know.
And they had the 12 signs, and then they had. What if you were born under that sign? I looked in 57.
Oh,
I forgot what you were.
Snake. It's the year. Of the snake.
It's the. Oh, it is. I knew that.
The year of the snake.
I was freaked out. The year of the snake. But but that means good things because they tell you what it means. Anyway, that's just there's some crystal ball guy banking money because
I'll take it.
It had under your sign that you would be punctual.
Me?
Yeah. And I'm like so.
Yeah, they've been wrong before. happy birthday, Johnny Lang. He's 44.
Blues guitarist.
Blues guitarist. Yeah. All right. Sarah Gilbert is 50. I always thought she was a little weird.
Yeah.
I never liked that show.
I didn't realize she was 50 already.
She looked 50 when she was like 20. Remember? I mean, no disrespect. Not real attractive on TV back in those days. They used to have all these cute little precocious kids.
Yeah.
And she wasn't cute or precocious.
She was on Roseanne, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a little.
I think she was smoking Marlboro Reds early. Don't you kind of have that feeling? Greg Louganis, 65. I'll never forget this. This was one of the most gruesome sports injuries I've ever seen in my life. If anybody remembers that, the Olympics.
Well, when he whacked his head on the board. Does.
Wasn't that like that was crazy. It started like bleeding out as he's going down? That was. Yeah.
And he
gruesome.
Still stuck the dive, too.
Absolutely. But wasn't that gruesome when you saw that? Man. Judy Norton Taylor from the Waltons. She was the oldest one of the Waltons. And then she thought she would change her image from being this cutie, little yada yada farm girl, and she did a Playboy thing. Never got a job again. Never got a job again. Whoops. True story. That's why I've never done anything like that. Well, Burt Reynolds swears he didn't get an Oscar for delivery because he did that thing in Playgirl magazine where people weren't taking him serious enough. Another reason I didn't do that. Tom Selleck is 80. Catherine Ross, 85. Catherine Ross is married to the guy that I have a man crush on.
Oh, jeez.
Well, Greg Louganis?
No. No. Wow. What's his name that I really like?
He's got a voice, right?
Beef. It's what's for dinner. Sam Elliott.
Oh.
Beef.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love him. Hey, dude. Why y'all swear so much? Remember that?
Beef.
Of a zapparilla. Brian, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
It says here, Chicago bars with special liquor license can stay open for till 4 or 5 a.m.
Wow.
That's crazy to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Also got a text here. Is it too early for a Bloody Mary? Congratulations, Mark. I don't think it is too early
Never.
For a Bloody
no,
Mary.
Come on in. Let's
and
get
I
it going.
Think Mike Pritzel, you're here. I think Mike should have something. Oh, and there's Jeff is here. Brian, tell us about your first year, highs, lows, in-betweens, and what's coming up ahead. This is Brian
the
who
most
owns the place.
You've been here for a year. You're here pretty much every day, right?
Pretty
I mean,
much.
Every time, it seems like you're here every day. What's the most popular thing on the menu? You have great food. I've had a variety of things, but like Johnny said, this isn't bar food. This is
Mike
pasta.
Pritzel is partaking in the festivities. Huh? Got about four more of those and do some more DoorDash, Mike?
The turkey avocado bacon is our number one selling panini, so that's a big lunch item. The patty melt.
The turkey avocado panini.
Yep, that's the number one selling panini that we
have. I haven't had that.
I've been eating so many avocados, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Avocados from Mexico?
It's made me a new man.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, avocado shakes, all kinds of stuff.
I hear it affects your eyesight.
Might.
Yeah.
I like these glasses. Dave, can you do you have an extra pair? These are this would be my
We'll go
my
buy
speed.
One.
My power. Why guys at the Dollar Tree yesterday trying to figure out which ones I need.
Oh,
and I still struggle.
It's such a selection there.
I touched on it yesterday when I was on a show with you guys, but the highs was just the building the relationships, the new relationships with you guys. Customers, the customer base is huge. The staff that we've built is fantastic. So
We talk about that. Mm-hmm. We talk about what great service you get at your place.
And you can tell they get along, you know.
It's a big deal.
Help each other out. You know, some of these places are just so siloed. And I think that's a tribute to you. I mean, you're a good manager.
Well, let's be honest. Larry McCarron and I used to talk about this, about certain places. You go there and they're saying, their beer is cold, but they act like the customer is an inconvenience.
Right. Yeah.
No. You guys don't act that way.
No, customers are a best friend.
That's a good Larry McCarron impersonation, by the way.
That's sharp.
Dang right. What else you got going on here today, Brian?
Well, today we've mentioned it, the Bloody Marys and mimosas, the half-off appetizers, the happy hour all day. Looking into the future, we've got March Madness coming, so we're going to put some things together to promote that throughout the whole month of March. Get that upstairs open. People are clamoring for that to be open, so we're going to do some things to get the people up there during March Madness with some specials. And
Think I could be the bookie runner for that? I know you can't bet online. They don't like you being on the phone, but down at Sportsbook where we
There's a name for that. A Skylark. Shylark.
I think we should talk
about that. Remember we talked about that one time? Where somebody, because I met one time in Las Vegas. When me and Nick were in Las Vegas at New York, we spent all day at the sport books. Because you can go there
so fun.
7 in the morning.
But we want him to be here, and then I'll just run the numbers.
Well, but there was a guy from 10%. Chicago who his job was coming and betting for big money people. He'd call them and tell them, like, okay, this one is down to like 5 points, whatever. And he would place the bets for him and then get a cut of the bet.
Yeah, but you can't stand by the, like I said.
We can do it, Jim. We can make some money off of Brian.
Jim is going to be that guy. He's going to be the guy.
We got to set a quick break. 15%. We're at the Heights Pub and Parlor, downtown Green Bay and Washington Street. Free mimosas and Bloody Marys coming out. Werewolves of London
again. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
All those stories you've been seeing about high egg prices, not likely to change anytime soon. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says that there's been another outbreak in the state of Pennsylvania. 50,000 laying hens that had to be depopulated because of high-path avian influenza. And he reminds consumers, it takes a little while to rebuild that chicken flock.
Again, when we're talking the replacement time on those birds, it takes a while to get to that level. But it's just a couple other things that come into play as well. And we've got a lot of cage-free laws in terms of restriction. That's tightened up the supply just because of the raising requirements for the birds. Plus, also, we just kind of got through the holiday window here, and the demand seasonally is always very good around the holidays. So we just got a little bit of a hole in the egg market in terms of supply right now. Unfortunately, though, given the avian influenza, it's not likely to see prices come tumbling back down to a more comfortable level for quite a bit.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Markets and overnight electronic trade as we get rolling on a Wednesday. Looking pretty good. I've got numbers next.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Join the Midwest Farm Report team along with Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Learn from industry experts on disease updates, cover crops, DOT standards, weather patterns, and more. Comedian Greg Warren will bring humor to the closing of the event. Connect with fellow farmers and share ideas among the breakout session, and don't miss the popular beer and bowl session. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
On Tuesday, the barrel cheese gained 2.5 cents to 186.5. 40-pound block cheese was up two at 189. Double A butter, though, dropped 3 cents to 250 a pound. This morning, the February Class 3 milk that goes into cheese unchanged at 2039 a hundredweight. March down 3 cents right now, 2006 a hundredweight. Currently, December new crop corn's up three at 464. November new crop beans up 5.5 at 10.53. July new crop wheat this morning up a nickel at 5.75 a bushel. So just a quick market snapshot for you. Remember, more available anytime at MidwestFarmReport.com. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, not as warm today, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the mid-30s. Still a bit breezy, partly cloudy and a low of 23 tonight. On Thursday, sunny and warm again, still breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Current temperature is 33.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot. All to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile app. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Paul's Maintenance and Snow Plowing in Menasha salutes our emergency first responders, law enforcement, firefighters, and paramedics for their professionalism, commitment, and bravery. These men and women put their lives on the line for us. First responders are the backbone of our country. They deserve our admiration. So this thank you is from Paul's Maintenance and Snow Plowing in Menasha. Always first in quality and service, call 920-841-2130.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Mr. Green Bay showbiz himself, Frank Hermans, who joins me in studio to discuss his new show. Then I talk movies and TV with the Wisconsin Film Festival's Ben Reiser.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor coming your way here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WSS. In Oshkosh and Appleton in the Civic Media Amp, 34 degrees in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 34 in Oshkosh. We are live from the Heights Pub and Parlor, one of our great, great sponsors, right downtown on Washington Street in Green Bay. And we are joined right now by Jeff Merkus of downtown Green Bay. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Johnny. Good to see you.
Good morning, Jim. Good to see you. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Okay, we're still not happy that we don't have lights outside of our window during Christmas. And we're going to talk to Schreiber, and we're going to tell him, next, what's his name, your good friend that owns Schreiber?
Well, he's Mike Haddad, but he retired.
Okay, but I'm still going to talk to him. I am going to give up cheese if they don't put lights on those trees outside of our window.
That would have put a dent in their
sales.
That would put a hell of a dent in their sales.
I think you just got their attention.
Absolutely. I hate to go that far, but sometimes you got to do it.
Remember the impact that on the dollar menu, they had the double cheeseburger?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
They went to one slice of cheese.
And really?
That was a big deal. I don't think they went back to two, but I just remember.
That's how I gave up cheeseburgers. Yeah.
Johnny, I'm glad that you started off with the lights because very seldom do I don't get down here for a business meeting at 6 very often, unless it's for you.
Yes.
And so driving in, seeing the lights on South Washington Street, and I even got here a little bit early, and I took a walk on the city deck this morning, and the city deck lights are beautiful.
Phenomenal.
You know, it reminds me, and we get some awesome donors that make that happen, but during the draft, we're going to even up that some more and kind of make it more draft oriented, but people who come to Green Bay during the draft, they're going to see the city deck. But this year we added some lights on Adams Street in front of Angelina, Manjari, and Delilah's. That looks nice, and so maybe we will have to address.
Thank you.
Your block.
Thank you. Hey,
yeah, we'll work at it.
The future of Schreiber is at stake here. Think about it.
We will talk to our director of first impressions this morning.
I got to tell you though, this when more in the fall now, but when I walk at night. And I my little circuit right around here. There's times I'll stop at the bridge, either one, and take a picture if it's just done. And that I put that on my face. People are like, "Where are you?" Thinking I'm in like France or someplace with the river and the whole thing. I'm saying I'm right downtown Green Bay.
That's great.
They're like, "I didn't realize that." So people got to get out down here to really appreciate some of the things.
Even during the wintertime when the ice is chopped
absolutely,
and it looks like a mosaic. It is so artistic.
And you know what? Our good friend John Kramer is here. Where is he? For Preston, right there. He has captured some of the greatest pictures that I've ever seen at night there. You'll go out any time, day or night, won't you, John?
Yes, sir.
There you go. So that's cool.
Those are some great pictures.
Yeah, they really are.
The holidays, the bridge lighting, it all comes together.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, people need to come out and see that at night. Mm-hmm. So what's going on, Jeff? Anything happening in downtown Green Bay leading up to the draft at all?
Always. I am really proud of the team on Broadway, the city, and downtown Green Bay. They have come up with the website portal, touchdowndowntown.com. And when you go to that site, it's great to see all the events, each with its own brand, and the teams putting that together. They really want to show that when 250,000 people are planning to come to our city, you can't experience a city without visiting the downtown.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's whether you're going to come in for the draft or any time, people go downtown. And that speaks to your city, the downtown. It's like what they do down here has the ripple effect. So that's why we thought it was so important to have a children's museum. Well, that's a cool city. You know, now granted, they moved out to Bay Beach, but the fact that they care about, you know, building the city deck, they care about the environment, the waterways, you know, and you know, Schreiber, obviously corporate, and then you get the Northland Hotel history. So, a high majority of the people are going to come downtown just to see what's Green Bay like, because technically they're going to be spending a hell of a lot of time in Ashwaubenon.
Something that I've witnessed over the past year is an establishment like Heights Pub and Parlor is exactly what we need here.
Absolutely.
And to witness the hospitality. And I really encourage people to come into this property. I do remember 40 years ago when Van der Zanden Jewelry was here and watching the transition of how it was created to what it is today.
Yeah.
The three floors.
But they've kept the beauty part
it's
of it,
historic.
The historic,
old wood.
The same old bricks, all those kind of things.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it was 1877, I think, was built.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
1877, good. Brian?
Yes.
1877.
Wow. In addition, when you have a beautiful historic property like this, right in the heart of the downtown, it's not just about the property, but it's the people who operate
Absolutely.
It. And they have really nailed it. Brian and his team are awesome. And it's great to see how patronage is being developed here. Yesterday, I had a business lunch here with a commercial broker professional, her first time in here. And you can just see she loved the menu and the service. And they will be back. They'll be back with business clients.
And what we talked about, people who are coming here and even people who are locally here that maybe haven't been downtown in a while, it's seeing the unique things. I mean, no one's going to go to Walmart or, you know, CVS. And if you look out in Lambeau Land, there's just a lot of burgers. You know, that's good food out there, but... You know, here you got Angelina's, you got the Heights, you got even Al's, just different places. So I do think everyone's going to say, look, on Wednesday or before the game on Thursday, before the event on Thursday, we're going to come downtown. I think that's awesome.
I think businesses also are looking for a unique space for a private event. And that's on the second floor of this property.
Yeah.
When you're up there, then you can wander up to the third floor, which is the parlor. Very comfortable, fun place. And, I encourage businesses to check this out for a private event.
Okay, another thing you didn't take my advice on.
One of many, probably, yeah. Right?
The drone display. I want to see a drone fireworks.
Drone fireworks. Okay.
Yes.
Can we get you to sign the sponsorship?
Yes.
Okay, sweet. Okay,
I'll sign anybody's name you want. I have zero problem with that.
You know, I heard it cost
Just show me exactly how to spell Skogan.
Right.
It's not a problem.
Wow. Liars.
Right? Am I right?
Right.
God. Well, Jeff, this is an exciting time, though, for Green Bay. And, of course, downtown Green Bay. I mean, it's just – but the you know what the funny part is, or the weird part? We don't really know what's going to – we're throwing this huge, big party, and we don't know if anybody's coming. We don't know if there's going to be 10 times more people than we invited. I mean, I remember being in San Diego when the Packers were there and going to this big Packer-type party, and they had to shut it down. At, like, 9 o'clock, they ran out of beer because they didn't expect – and I talked to one of the organizers, and he said the NFL really tells people, okay, here's how many tickets you sell. Expect, like, two times the number of that to come to your town because other ones will come just – if the Packers, like, blew that out of the water with Packer fans, like, 9 times more than they expected. No. He didn't think so many people would come to the city just to – enjoy the other aspects versus the game. So we really don't know what to expect here, do we?
However, if the past few years of NFL draft is any evidence, there will be hundreds of thousands of people coming to Northeast
Wisconsin. But what I'm saying is I don't think there are a lot of people in Kansas City or someplace, you know, Denver, who always said, boy, Detroit's my destination place. Or but Green Bay is in a lot of ways.
Very true. It's the mecca of sports.
Yeah.
They'll want to see Lambeau. And I think also I'm really impressed that if 70 million people are watching this event on TV, they will
same as we've got listening to this show.
Exactly, about the same. They will put on their bucket list that they need to get to Green Bay for a game sometime in the future.
Yeah.
So the residual impact of the NFL draft being here will live on for many years.
Fantastic.
I think it's important that that people come down here, but people are a little frustrated that there's not enough buzz right now. But after the Super Bowl, the NFL kicks it into gear, and this is their event. I mean, this isn't downtown's event. This isn't the Packers' event. This is the NFL's event. So I think once they release a few more things, I think we're going to be in really good shape. Because even they were talking about the rentals in the paper this morning. It's like, are we really hitting these numbers? But it's like, the NFL's like, relax. After the Super Bowl, this thing kicks into high gear. So
absolutely.
It's going to be exciting to get some of those numbers. You really don't know until after the event.
That's what I mean, yeah.
But I do think Johnny's right in that this is special, and I do think that they're going to give us, well, this is average. We should not cube it, but we should add more than the average.
You make a very good point that after the Super Bowl, all eyes are going to be on Green Bay, even all the planning teams. And, you know, everyone's probably going to get the One Pass app through the NFL. For now, if you really want to know what the buzz is all about, go to touchdowndowntown.com. Yeah.
Cool. And
how are the sponsorships coming in? I mean, we didn't attend the press conference, but you sent it to us. The different events you're having, businesses leaning into this whole thing?
Yes, absolutely. Good corporate support, and even area foundations see that this is a big impact on the community. So we're very pleased. And just in the first few weeks of the year, some good progress in our downtown. We see a major development under construction. We are about to help announce a number of new small businesses, one a restaurant, and some of it is office space, but early in the year, some good energy in the downtown districts.
Cool.
And I hope that we talk on our show quite a bit about the downtown, and in Oshkosh, too, they have a great director down there, Pat. He's unbelievable.
Pat Tracy,
and then Appleton. They've got it going on. But those unique restaurants are a big attraction, and you don't want to get to the chains, you know, God bless them, but that's good for Oneida Street. You know, we just really want to, and I think that's...
Places like right here.
This.
Like the Heights.
This, and we...
You know what I like? I like places where they won't give you the recipes.
Right.
To things. Yeah. I have plied Ashley with shot after shot of Jameson, okay? here. That's not much
and
of a recipe.
And I had to call Mike Pritzel to bring her home. Okay. And I asked her for the recipe on the sweet potato dip. How many times have I asked her, Ashley?
Too many.
Too many, she says.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
I like those places where they have something so unique that they've got their own recipe, and they ain't giving it out. And this is the only place you can find it.
They won't give you a job in the kitchen?
I've asked for that. I've asked for everything. I asked Heather if she needed help. Remember, Heather? I said, help.
Someday.
Anything.
Someday.
No, nothing. I've always wanted to work in a bar. We got to buy our own bar. Oh, that's, we're going to be your competitors. Jim and I, here's the new deal. We're buying Jill's.
Not me.
And we're living upstairs. We're putting a studio upstairs where they got the Huber people or whoever live there.
That's right.
We're moving
that's
them
who's
out.
Living there.
And we're doing the whole thing self-contained right there.
Yeah, ain't going to happen.
So good luck. And we're stealing Ashley and Heather with the recipes. Right?
Not a chance.
Not a chance. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're in the negotiation stage right now.
Great to be on with you guys this morning. I always love the opportunity to kind of talk about some of the cool things happening downtown. Thanks for what you do. When I was backing out of my driveway this morning with a mug of coffee, I said, this is the first time that I think I ever walked into a bar with a mug of coffee.
I know, right?
And
I've walked out of a few, but not in. Yeah, I agree. But this is great, Jeff. So one of the things that we always talk about is downtown Green Bay and what if people aren't from around here, the things they could do. And we're not going to debut it yet, but Jim and I are working on a special thing to show people what Green Bay and the whole community has to offer for people coming for the draft. But not only for the draft, but I think this could be a residual thing. People that come here for the draft for the first time could be like, hey, I want to go back to Green Bay again. I want to see that Hall of Fame again. I want to do all these kind of things. So I think this is just a starting point more than an ending point for the community. Would you guys agree?
I just want to say, Johnny, that the reason we're doing that is we had some guests on our show, young, aggressive, Zuckerberg-type people, very, very smart.
Enough about me. We got to talk about other people.
And Johnny's sitting there with his yellow legal pad, you know, taking notes. And they have some great ideas, and we're going to kind of partner with them just to promote the downtown, the city, and
that's
some other things, too. It's going to be great.
You know, hearing you talk about this, it reminds me that occasionally I have an opportunity to give a tour of the downtown to the Leadership Green Bay or Brown County Teen Leaders. Young people bring them in, and when you educate them about some of the history and some of the cool things that are available here, it builds more strength, and they become advocates. So,
absolutely.
You know, we want to do more of that. Even in the Main Street District, have an experience Main Street just to get people understanding some of the cool things about our businesses.
Okay, you know what I want? Okay, you know you got the old Children's Museum building here. Still need to fill that. Or the one on Walnut and Adams, is it? Okay. Okay, and I was talking about my Veterans Museum, but okay, forget about that.
That's a tough one.
Okay, you know what you need to do? You want me to tell you what you need to do? Okay.
You always do.
Yeah.
So
I love that. I used to have people like him come to my office all the time. You know what you need to do? Okay, where's the money? But go ahead. You finish yours.
Everything. It's not about
some
money, Jim.
Some guy came in, and disappointment, and he had the plan for downtown. You know what he wanted to build on the water was the Space Needle, like in Seattle. I went out there. They got the elevator, goes straight up. He was dead serious.
Wait a minute. He's from the UP?
Yeah.
He went out there, and oh, my God, he was good.
Elevator goes up, turns around.
He goes out there.
Space Needle.
The gold dang thing that goes around and around and around. You look at the whole gold dang thing there, and they're throwing fish.
Johnny,
and
Space Needle. I think I need to bring you back on track. I'm waiting
Sorry
for your
about
great
that,
idea.
Yeah,
okay?
Space Needle.
Okay.
So
you're keeping me in suspense.
Yeah. So, okay, have you ever been to the town of, I can't think of the name of it. It's right by Clintonville. Marion. Little town of Marion. I spoke at the Historical Society thing. They took this big, huge, old train depot bar and everything like that, and they recreated their old downtown in that big building. And it is really cool. We could do that for the old downtown Green Bay before you tore down the buildings, Jim.
That wasn't all. I tore down junk.
Yeah, whatever. We could do that with the old prangies and for Christmas have their displays and things like that. I'll work on that for you.
It's actually a really good idea.
I know it is.
It'll be right next to the Space Needle.
Yeah. I'm serious. You should see it. It's the little town of Marion to this. It's awesome.
Well, it's obviously so on the map. Jeff, who's been in every county and me, that nobody's heard of it, but boy.
Can you turn his mic off for a minute? We're with Jeff Merkus, downtown Green Bay. We are here at the Heights Pub and Parlor on North Washington Street in Green Bay. Free Bloody Marys and mimosas and snacks back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Do it like Murphy used to do when we do Show Life.
I was tired of my lady.
We've been together. Hey, listen to that crowd. All right. They love us. Plug it back. Bite on America.
Play the tape.
Coming your way from downtown Green Bay at the Heights Pub and part of their one-year anniversary. Heather is joining us. Heather, you've been here from the very beginning, haven't you?
I have.
How do you like it?
I think it's fun.
You have good people come through, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. What's the most fun part about doing what you do for a living?
Well, first of all, what do you do?
I'm a bartender, and I'm like a designated closer here.
And that's how you know John so well.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's usually here all hours.
Wow. Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Norm. Okay.
But 1 year in, what do you see? Where are you going with this? And it's got to be just a fun kind of job to have.
Yeah. Right now, it's a little unpredictable with this apartment complex being built, but I'm excited to see what that brings. And I think the most fun part about this job is the people that I get to meet, because I've met people from all over the world here.
I'll bet.
Yeah, they're coming in for the games and just hanging out in Green Bay. I met people from Germany. Like, it's crazy.
I think sometimes people in Green Bay don't appreciate tourism. And yet you see the numbers. I mean, you know, every quarter, and it's pretty consistent, which I think is really cool about Green Bay. We really get people in all year. It's not just a summer place. It's like, you know, even in the winter. But there are a lot of visitors that come to Green Bay, and I think sometimes people will look at that the NFL thing. I mean, God, there's people, I think, from – I don't know how many countries they have. It's got to be over 50. But, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's a lot. And it's really nice because I'm not from Green Bay. I'm actually from a little town in Indiana. So seeing all the tourists and
where you at?
From all over.
Right by Gary, right?
Yeah, I was from Hobart, Indiana. So right between Gary and
that's a little rough up there. I just saw that we're going to talk later, but the number one city in the United States was Carmel, Indiana. You been down there? It is beautiful.
I don't think
and
I have.
Guess what number two was, or number three?
Tell me.
Appleton.
Four.
Oh, there are four.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've heard really good things about Carmel. It's a suburb of Indianapolis.
Yeah, he wouldn't like you to call that.
Kind of,
but yeah.
But it's supposed to be really cool.
It's awesome. Anyway.
I got a text here from Brian. Says, Jim, I know the Space Needle guy.
So I didn't make it up. That was really true. He was.
Once again, we are down here at Heights Pub and Parlor. I got to ask, because you know I always order the same things when I come here pretty much.
Yeah,
pretty much.
That Jameson you talked about.
Okay, Jim, that's enough. So what are some of the most popular foods you have here at the pub?
Some popular items are the patty melt is probably the most popular, but my favorite is the shaved ribeye sandwich or the Nashville crispy chicken sandwich.
Nice. And the potatoes, sweet potato fries.
Sweet potato
gotta
fries.
Gotta have that.
Yep. Or honestly, they're both really great options. Sometimes you just gotta flip a coin.
Tell me about your friend over here who has the podcast.
That's my friend Rachel. She has a podcast called Feral Moms that she does with
Feral Moms. I love that.
Yeah.
So it's single moms all together? Okay.
Yep.
Can I be honest with you? I don't know if you copied me or I copied you, but could you step out here real quick?
Oh, with the hair.
Could you lift up your shirt a little bit there? Just a little? I have that same tattoo on my belly button. Same one.
Can we see it?
Yeah, I can show it. Anybody want to see it? Where's the camera? You guys want to see it?
No!
Okay, wow.
I do.
Vicious crowd. Wow. So, Heather, we got to talk a little bit, though, too. One thing, and we talked about this, we're not blowing smoke. I don't know if it's the training or if it's just because you guys are all very personable people. You can be here, like I've been here, and I'm talking to you, and I'm eating my burger, whatever. And boy, your head's always on a swivel. You're giving the customer attention, but anybody walks in the door, you're there in a heartbeat. You don't find that at every place, and you do here. Is that like ingrained with you, folks?
I give full credit to my ADHD.
Oh, okay.
I can focus on a lot of things at once.
Oh, that's all right then. That's cool.
Yeah.
You got to give some kudos to the training here too, because you're pretty consistent, I think,
yeah,
your
well,
staff.
Actually, I've been here since we opened, right. And I guess I just come from a good background in this industry, because it was just sink or swim in the beginning. So
yeah,
we kind of just
right.
got through it, worked as a team. And now here we are.
Yeah. That's awesome. Can you step over real quick? I'm sorry, what's your first name again?
Rachel,
can you come here real quick, one sec? Just give us a little pub. Give yourself some pub for your podcast. Because like I said, we had a guy on, a friend of mine last week,
yeah.
who's doing exactly the same thing for guys that you're doing for women.
So you got Feral Dads.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. So tell me a little bit how this came about.
We need a few of those on the Feral Moms podcast.
I'll bet you do.
So we just talk about everyday things, kids, work, life. Today we're going to talk about dating apps.
Oh.
So that should be fun.
I can't even do a parking meter app. I can't imagine it would be like
trying to
navigate
tricky.
That thing.
Those are tricky.
Yes, in the world. Wow.
That's the same thing you said to me.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just copy. Yeah. What are some of the concerns women have? It's single moms. My daughter's a single mom, and I know some of the pressures you all have.
Some of the pressures that we have.
I'm just life.
I mean, you know, daycare costs have got to come up often.
Yeah, well, my kids are old enough that they can watch themselves now, but daycare costs are insane.
Insane, right?
Bigger than the house
insane.
Payment.
Insane, yeah. That's
I told you my daughter paid $26,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
When my kids had daycare, I think it was at least $200 a week, and that was with help.
Right.
With assistance.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know.
The business.
Kids aren't cheap.
No, the business.
I just want to read quick. I want to read a super quick thing. I'm going to have to swing by Heights Pub and Parlor the next time I'm in your town. Looks like a great place. You guys should do more remote shows. I'm loving this. Wonderfully right. Wisconsin.
Oh, Todd's not loving it, but everybody else is.
Oh, he's the only one working. Yep. Everybody else is slamming the mimosas.
4:30, he's in here setting up. We're all sleeping.
Yeah.
So, anyway, thank you, Todd.
So can you just give me did you have a radio background or anything?
I don't.
Okay.
It is something I'm interested in, though. I'm actually going to school for audio production, stuff like that. So this is pretty cool to see.
You just got Todd very excited.
Yeah.
there are a lot of things.
I know, I've been creeping around his bag, looking at everything.
Most guys get really excited about other things a woman could say, saying you might be able to fill in and work for him and he could have a day off. Just made him really excited, just so you know. Congratulations. Then. Tell us where we can find your podcast.
We're on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube.
Oh.
We have video streaming on YouTube, so you can find a video there. Otherwise, it's audio on Spotify and Apple.
Feral right. Women?
Feral Moms.
Feral Mom, I'm sorry. Wow! All right! We got
some
great break back after this from Heights Pub and Parlor, Washington Street, Green Bay.
Jameson.
The paper in bed and in the personal columns there was this letter I read. If you like pina colada.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll sort through the Wisconsin Supreme Court race with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, it's
Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Confirmation hearings beginning today for Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. with a big no warning from one of Kennedy's well-known cousins.
Caroline Kennedy is accusing him of trying to profit off of vaccine information. But she says it's his personal qualities that pose even greater concern, calling him addicted to attention and power. If confirmed, Kennedy would lead an agency of 80,000 employees and a $1.7 trillion budget, dealing with everything from drug approvals to food recalls to responding to the next pandemic.
ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill. A federal judge temporarily blocking the Trump administration's order freezing billions in federal grants, loans, and assistance programs. Buyout offers for about 2 million federal workers still on the table, though. Some are exempt, including those who work for the post office, immigration, and in national security. The Federal Reserve wrapping up its January meeting and is expected to keep interest rates steady. This is ABC News. A Friday.